prosperity and pride bring disaster. At first, as wealth and worldly honor came to him, Solomon remained humble. He reigned over all kingdoms from the river Euphrates to the land of the Philistines, as far as the border of Egypt. He had peace on every side all around him. 1 Kings 4, verse 21-24. But after a morning of great promise, apostasy darkened Solomon's life. He had received such remarkable evidences of God's favor that his wisdom brought him worldwide fame. He had led others to give honor to the God of Israel. Now he turned from Jehovah to bow before the idols of the heathen. Foreseeing the dangers that would come to the rulers of Israel, the Lord gave Moses instruction to guide them. He shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom. Deuteronomy 17, verse 19-20. The warning and Solomon's first wrong step. The Lord especially cautioned anyone who might be anointed king not to multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. Nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. Verse 17. For a time, Solomon obeyed these warnings. His greatest desire was to live and rule in harmony with the laws given at Sinai. His way of administering the kingdom contrasted sharply with the customs of the rulers around him, who trampled God's holy law underfoot. When he set about to strengthen relations with the powerful kingdom south of Israel, Solomon ventured on forbidden ground. Satan knew the results that would follow obedience, and he worked to undermine Solomon's loyalty to principle and to cause him to separate from God. Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David. 1 Kings 3, verse 1, NRSV. From a human point of view, this marriage seemed to prove a blessing, for Solomon's heathen wife united with him in worshiping the true God. And Solomon apparently strengthened his kingdom along the Mediterranean seacoast. But in forming an alliance with a heathen nation and sealing the treaty by marriage with an idol-worshipping princess, Solomon rashly disregarded God's provision for keeping his people's purity. The hope that he could convert his Egyptian wife was a feeble excuse for the sin. In his mercy, God overruled this terrible mistake for a time. And by following a wise course, the king could have done much to stop the evil forces that his poor choices had set in operation. But Solomon had begun to lose sight of the source of his power and glory. Self-confidence increased, and he reasoned that political and commercial alliances with surrounding nations would bring these nations to a knowledge of the true God. Often he sealed these alliances by marriages with heathen princesses. Solomon deceived himself into thinking that his wisdom and example would lead his wives to worship the true God, and that the alliances would draw the nations into close touch with Israel. Foolish hope. Solomon made a fatal mistake by thinking he was strong enough to resist the influence of heathen associates. The king's contacts with heathen nations brought him fame, honor, and riches. The king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stones, and he made cedar trees as abundant as the sycamores which are in the lowland. 2 Chronicles 1, verse 15. In Solomon's day, an increasingly large number of people became wealthy, but the fine gold of character was marred. Wealth and fame bring a curse. Before Solomon was aware of it, he had wandered far from God. He began to trust less in divine guidance. Little by little, he withheld unswerving obedience from God and followed more closely the customs of the surrounding nations. Yielding to temptations that came with his honored position, he forgot the source of his prosperity. Money that should have been held in sacred trust for the worthy poor and to extend the principles of holy living throughout the world was selfishly absorbed in ambitious projects. To glorify himself before the world, Solomon sold his honor and integrity. He imposed heavy taxes to supplement the enormous income acquired through trade. Pride, ambition, and indulgence bore fruit in cruelty and unjust demands. From the wisest and most merciful of rulers, he degenerated into a tyrant. The God-fearing guardian of the people became oppressive and despotic. He levied tax after tax to support the luxurious court. The respect and admiration that the people had cherished for their king changed into hatred and disgust. attractive women prove a snare. More and more, the king came to regard luxury, pleasing himself, and the favor of the world as marks of greatness. He brought hundreds of beautiful women from Egypt, Phoenicia, Edom, Moab, and other places. Their religion was idol worship, and they had learned its cruel and degrading rites. Swept away with their beauty, the king neglected his duties. His wives gradually got him to unite with them in their worship of false gods. For it was so, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. 1 Kings 11, verse 4, 5. Opposite Mount Moriah, Solomon erected impressive buildings as shrines for idol worship. To please his wives, he placed huge idols in the groves. There before the altars of heathen deities, worshippers practiced the most degrading rites of heathenism. See verse 7. Solomon's separation from God was his ruin. He lost the mastery of himself. His moral compass was gone. His fine sensibilities became blunted, his conscience seared. In his early reign, he had displayed so much wisdom and sympathy in restoring a helpless baby to its unfortunate mother. See 1 Kings 3, verse 16 to 28. Later, he fell so low as to set up an idol to whom people offered living children as sacrifices. In his later years, he departed so far from purity that he no longer opposed the sex-centered, revolting rites connected with the worship of Chemosh and Ashtoreth. He mistook license for liberty. He tried, but at what cost, to unite light with darkness, good with evil, purity with impurity, Christ with Belial. Solomon let his unholy passions rule, and he became the tool and slave of others. His character became effeminate. Atheistic doubts replaced his faith in God. Unbelief weakened his principles and degraded his life. The justice and generosity of his early reign changed to despotism and tyranny. God can do little for people who lose their sense of dependence on Him. During these years of apostasy, the enemy worked to confuse the Israelites in regard to true and false worship. He deadened their keen sense of God's holy character. The Israelites transferred their allegiance to the enemy of righteousness. It soon became a common practice to intermarry with idol worshippers. People accepted polygamy. In the lives of some, idolatry of the worst kind replaced the pure religious service God had instituted. God is fully able to keep us while we are in the world, but we are not to be of the world. He watches over His children with a care beyond measure, but He requires undivided loyalty. No man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6, verse 24. People today are no stronger than Solomon. They are just as likely to yield to the influences that caused his downfall. God today warns his children not to risk their eternal life by joining with the world. Come out from among them, he pleads, and be separate. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. None of us is wiser than Solomon. Throughout the ages, riches and honor have come with danger to humility and spirituality. It is not the empty cup that we have difficulty carrying. It is the cup full to the brim. Hard times may cause sorrow, but prosperity is most dangerous to spiritual life. In the valley of humiliation, where people depend on God to guide their every step, there is comparative safety. But those who stand, as it were, on a lofty peak and who are supposed to possess great wisdom, these are in the greatest danger. Pride feels no need, so it closes the heart against the infinite blessings of heaven. Those who aim at glorifying self will find themselves completely lacking the grace of God, through whose strength they may win the truest riches and the most satisfying joys. But those who give all and do all for Christ will find the promise fulfilled. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10, verse 22. The Savior banishes unrest and unholy ambition from the heart, changing strife to love and unbelief to confidence. When Jesus speaks to the heart, saying, "Follow me," He breaks the spell of the world's attraction. At the sound of His voice, greed and ambition flee from the heart, and we arise, set free to follow him.